Tell everyone about your event or happening on our town. Just call The Patriot at 536-6262. This is Our Town on WJMT.
Country 730, The Patriot. Joining us this morning, we have Dr. Jeff Sarazin, eye doctor with the Wisconsin Optometric Association. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes, good morning, Bill, to you and your listeners.
Summer, of course, winding down, and I've already seen the back-to-school phrase being thrown about at various stores.
Right, it's hard to believe. You know, we have school starting, and the dog days of summer are just upon us here. I don't know where the summers go. They sure do zip by.
Fair week is always a good indicator that, yeah, summer is about half over, and 6 weeks, roughly, kids will be headed back to school. So in this day and age, I mentioned the back-to-school sales. That's one of the things that moms and dads, moms especially, you know, you got to get the supplies, you got to have your supply list, you got to go get new clothes. What are some of the other things that people should be doing to prepare for back to school?
Sure. You know, we want to talk to the parents about getting eye exams for the kids. Put that on your to-do list for back to school. It obviously has to rely on the parents because no one wants to tell their kids it's getting close to back to school time.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things that they need to do to prepare. You know, first of all, start with that comprehensive eye exam. We want to make sure that the child can see well, make sure that they can function well in school. One of the things that gets missed a lot is something called a lazy eye, and often kids don't get a real comprehensive eye exam until they're 7, 8, 9 years old, and that's a little bit too late. We want to see those kids much earlier than that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I know they do a screening for pre-K, and my son went through that, where you do just a basic vision test right, I think, in the library even.
Sure.
But as far as getting a comprehensive exam, the recommendation is to have that at some point in the early years?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of points here. Number one, there's really a difference between a screening and an eye exam. The screening is checking your distance vision. And sometimes kids can have poor up-close vision that's not being tested. The kids are also really good at peeking a little bit. So sometimes they'll check their distance vision in the library or in the hallway at school, and the kid might be peeking under the occluder a little bit, and then lazy eye might get missed. You know, kids really should have their first comprehensive eye exam, believe it or not, by the time they're 6 months old, and then again around age 3, unless there's something suspected where we want to see them even sooner than that.
What exactly is a lazy eye that you've referred to now a couple times?
Yeah. A lazy eye is an eye that no matter what we do with glasses, we just cannot correct it to 20/20 anymore. So they might have a good eye, which with or without glasses will see 20/20. The lazy eye, it doesn't matter whether it's glasses or contact lenses, is just not going to see well. The other type of lazy eye is the one that's a little bit more common that we're familiar with, I should say, is where the eye actually has a little bit of a turn. The eye might turn out or turn in, and those are usually picked up much earlier because you can visibly see it.
Mm-hmm. And as far as doing anything to help correct that and help the child's vision?
Yeah, you know, a lazy eye caught before age 7 is very, very treatable. Sometimes something as simple as giving a child a pair of glasses. Sometimes they might temporarily need like a bifocal in their glasses at a young age. Sometimes you might do some eye patching. So we might have the kid temporarily patch their good eye to try to strengthen that weaker eye. That's also very, very effective. Mm-hmm. And in some cases where the eye turns, you know, the child may end up needing some type of eye muscle surgery.
We're speaking with Dr. Jeff Sarazin of the Wisconsin Optometric Association, again talking about kind of that back-to-school time here, and recommending, of course, that comprehensive eye exam before the kids head back to school. That should be an annual thing then?
Yes, absolutely, and especially if there's a family history. If dad and mom are wearing glasses, there's a chance that the child may need some glasses at some point. We want to catch that early.
We've often joked that our children are not set up well for that. Yeah, they're going to have to be having glasses, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah, probably just a matter of time.
Right. Well, Jeff, when it comes to the digital devices that we have nowadays, you know, kids have it in front of their faces more than ever. That's, in fact, a part of the curriculum now with a lot of one-to-one devices here in the Merrill School District. So should kids be concerned, parents, teachers, educators be concerned with just how much screen time the kids have?
Yeah, they should for a couple of reasons. Number one, we know short-term that spending a lot of time on iPads and iPhones, and because you know, let's face it, when the kid is done with using his iPad at school, what's the first thing he does when he gets home? He pulls out maybe another iPad or a smartphone or a computer, so they're getting a lot of screen time. We know short-term overuse can cause some eye strain, some dry eye, some fatigue, some headaches, some double vision, some irritability, but we truly don't know the long-term effects of a lot of use with these digital devices. There's been a lot of news and research lately indicating that some exposure from the blue light that's emitted from these may cause some permanent eye problems. We still don't really know about that yet, but we just don't have any really good long-term data. What we're really recommending now is that people, children and adults, just try to take a little bit of a break. So if you're on a digital device at school or at work, just try to remember the very simple 20-20-20 rule. And that means take a 20-second break every 20 minutes and look 20 feet away. Mm-hmm. So to simplify it, after 20 minutes of using the digital device, just stop and try to look out a window or down a hallway and just kind of relax your eyes for a little bit. I think that's really, really important.
Sure. And then, of course, here still during the remaining summer months, and once those kids are back on them after school doing homework, that's up to mom and dad to say, hey, take a break, right?
Right, because yeah. The child isn't going to remember. He's going to be very involved in what he's reading or maybe if he's playing a game. So you mm-hmm. just, as an adult, just try to help them to remember a little bit.
All right. Now, Jeff, with the Wisconsin Optometric Association, a website that you can find an eye doctor near you.
You can find an eye doctor, and you can also find a lot of good information about how to take care of your eyes when it comes to back to school and use of digital devices. And again, that's WOA/eyes.org. Great website.
And look for those kids sneaking to the front of the class so they can see better, right?
That was you, wasn't it, Bill?
That was me. Guilty. Well, Jeff, we thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll talk again next month.
Great. Thank you.
Jeff Sarazen, eye doctor with the Wisconsin Optometric Association, our guest this morning on Patriot Country 730 WJMT.